USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The battle continues in Ukraine as Russian troops close in on the capital of Kyiv. Terrified people went to bomb shelters and underground amid a 36-hour curfew that the government imposed to keep people off the streets. The United Nations said more than 150,000 Ukrainians have now fled for Poland, Moldova, and other neighboring countries. Ukraine President Zelensky said, "We will fight for as long as needed to liberate our country." To help Ukraine, the U.S. has now pledged an additional $350 million in military assistance that includes anti-tank weapons, body armor, and small arms. Germany also said it will send missiles and anti-tank weapons to the besieged country, and it would close its airspace to Russian planes. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Ford has recalled about a quarter million pickup trucks over loose underbody insulators that were responsible for at least 40 broken drive shafts over 4 years and 330,000 Mustangs over faulty backup cameras. The recall affects F-20s made between October 2015 and December 2021 and F-350s made between 2017 and 2022. Dealers were informed of the recall last week. Owners will be notified by April 8th. The recall was announced by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and includes two associated problems. Cameras installed between May 2014 and February 2015 with improper soldering and a wiring harness used from February 2014 to October 2017 could be damaged by opening and closing the trunk. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Another Starbucks is now unionizing.
Employees at a Starbucks in suburban Phoenix voted to form a union, becoming the first store outside of New York to organize. Several workers from a Mesa Starbucks store cheered and hugged at a local union hall after the results came in. Workers were overwhelmingly in favor of unionizing, voting 25-3. Starbucks spokesman Reggie Borges said, "The company will respect the process and bargain in good faith. We hope the union does the same." From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
President Biden's nominee for the Supreme Court, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, introduced herself to the nation on Friday. She would be the first African-American woman on the high court, if confirmed.
I can only hope that my life and career, my love of this country and the Constitution, and my commitment to upholding the rule of law and the sacred principles upon which this great nation was founded will inspire future generations of Americans.
Jurors in the trial of former police detective Brian Hankinson visited the apartment where Breonna Taylor was shot dead in March of 2020. Hankinson is on trial for 3 counts of wanton endangerment. He fired 10 shots into Taylor's apartment. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.